There we go. It should be fine.
Cool.
I am restarting the live stream. I apologize.
No problem for me.
I think we're live again. I apologize to the audience and to Dr. Stuckelberger. We've had some technical difficulties here, but we are back. Thank goodness. Okay, so we were up to the part where we were saying the we were waiting for the international health regulations updates. They were supposed to give us the updates, and it hasn't happened. And so we need to keep a close eye on it to see, just like they did last time, didn't inform the public until the last minute that the public could participate. So we want to make sure that we're able to participate. But not only that, we also need to be sure that we're putting pressure on politicians. The pressure has to happen on politicians to absolutely exit from the WHO, remove all association with the WHO, and you'd be the perfect person to comment on this, Dr. Stuckelberger. They do not manage public health in the way that it's supposed to be managed. This is not about health. And just a few minutes on that before we get on to the nanotech, please.
Yeah. Well, I would say that the problem is much bigger and deeper than that. And like Ryan Fumich keeps on saying, we have to get out of the system. And why? Because yes, of course, we can do and we have to say no and no and we don't agree and we're not part of this. But every country that I know, and I think Australia is the same, has been registered as an enterprise somewhere in the world. And is considered like a company and not a country anymore. And this is very important. There is a registry, sec.gov, and sometimes it works, sometimes not, where you can see where each country is registered as an enterprise. I found out, for example, I know that Switzerland has been registered as an enterprise. I have the number in 1993, February, after we said no as a normal vote to the against the joining the European Union under Switzerland by our government. And we also got that in 2014 in Brussels, both times, as the Confederation. I also heard, and this I'm saying this because those who are looking for the proofs have to find this really, that one of our president, Widmer Schlumpf, has a woman has signed an agreement of Switzerland as anonymous company, SA, we call it anonymous company. It's Switzerland. We are the market of this enterprise and this company. So as if we keep on considering our government as a government, they can keep on playing the game. But we also have, on another angle, to take this very seriously and to tell them they have to disclose what they have signed. If it's possible, they have to disclose the papers they have signed on our behalf. And in Switzerland, we have the chance that we have a direct democracy, so we can tell them that they don't represent us anymore and they have to get out. But in some countries, it's not possible. But we have to make the case they're not a government anymore. They're occupying buildings that we are paying with our taxes. Or what is the deal? Is it Bill Gates' company who is paying the government buildings and their salary? So this is something that, in parallel, we have to start really taking seriously, because otherwise we will keep on knocking, on a bin, and it's moving. But as long as the army has not arrested everybody, I don't know how we're going to get out of this otherwise. But the people have to wake up. So if they understand that the government is not has not a logic of representing us, because they do whatever they want in WHO, they can vote and we don't even know where they vote. They don't share it. They don't consult us. And we can also ask them to that we want to be consulted. So one is to ask them for the okay. One is to consider this as an enterprise and ask them, all the to disclose everything. The other one is to say we about the UN. You are giving, stop giving. We don't agree that you are giving our taxes to the countries. We actually don't agree to pay tax for them. So we want a deduction from our tax. As long as we are paying taxes. So we don't want to be part of them. And then we have to write to the UN and say that we don't agree to the Tedros. From Article 19 and 21 of the Constitution of WHO, you have to write to the Director General of WHO to say that you don't agree. And we can, as citizens, that are say make a copy that the government does not represent us anymore. We will not consider that as a decision. If everybody does that, and then I don't think the loudspeaker can work.
I agree with you. The problem is that not everybody knows this information. Not everybody knows where to find these documents. Like you said, they've hidden them. And I guess this is where independent media has to work double as hard. Yeah. And this isn't me patting myself on the back, even in the slightest, but I'm just saying because we keep getting, we get cancelled everywhere we go. We get our accounts cancelled. You know, I've lost count of the number of social media accounts I've had to restart because of how many times I get labelled, you know, a misinformationist or slander pieces, this, that, and the other. And meanwhile, the world is burning and these maniacs are taking over. And we're just desperately trying to get this information out to the public, which is why every single person on the ground needs to continue in their efforts, Doctor, because they, you know, every stranger that you meet needs to hear this information. As wacky as it sounds, they need to know what's about to happen to them and their children. And But I want to talk to you before we wrap up, and I know we've gone over time, but this is such crucial information.
No problem. Don't worry. I have time for you.
We really appreciate your time. We do. So this zombie preparedness plan from the World Health Organization, what on earth is this and why does it exist?
Well, I discovered that in it was November to 2021 or October, November, just around Halloween. And it's the CDC, actually, the Center of Disease Control, that published a document which is like a cartoon for the military, because CDC is military anyway, on the preparedness to the zombie pandemic. Pandemic, zombie pandemic preparedness plan. And when I saw that, I said, what the heck is this? Is it a joke or... And then I had already made the link with the graphene oxide last year in June when I saw all the documents. You found it. It's still there. Good. Yes, please go and look at this. You see, U.S. Department Health and Human Service Center of Disease Control and Prevention. This CDC is everywhere in the world. There is CDC Africa, CDC Asia, CDC. So again, the domino game, their whole organigram is huge. It's global. They are using agencies that are global to spread whatever they want. What's interesting with this is it rings a bell. Why are they saying this? And I don't know how awake everybody that listens is, but when this experimental vaccine is not a vaccine. It is an experiment on people with no consent, extortion of consent, with no disclosure of what they have put in, the procedure. Even I'm a researcher, the methodology has been completely forgotten on the ethical point of view, conflict of interest. You should always take care of the patient. If he has a little thing, you have to pay for everything that can disturb his health after this jab. And that you have to disclose all the data. They have never disclosed all the millions of secondary effects and deaths. There are many, many, many deaths. So this this injection, when we started to wonder, shall I talk about this oxide graphene?
Yes.
Now?
Yeah. Yes.
So it is linked to the zombie preparedness, this document. For me, it's clear. So you know, some scientists, not infection disease, but like we did in WHO, when you have something killing birds, you know, falling down from the sky, this had happened in the past, and we were doing exercises. So what is it? You know, if you're a detective of public health, you have to start thinking, I cannot just look at one thing. I have to go study the strain of many things. So it can be a virus, a bacteria, a parasite, or other agents. Then it can be a chemical agent. And chemical needs chemistry, and it needs biomolecular chemistry, very high advanced expertise to study that. And the last typology is radionuclear. And this is also very, very expert. It is the International Atomic Agency that takes care of radionuclear, the AIAE. So I can never say the real. They're based in Vienna, and they're part also of the CERN. But they are at the moment selling PCRs just by chance. But what is there is a typology missing that I see clearly today. It is where oxide graphene fits, because oxide graphene, from what I see, is really in the hands of the chemists or the biochemists. But in fact, the oxide graphene is such, it's an intelligent component that has properties that go beyond radionuclear and chemical. It goes to electromagnetic fields.
Before we get, sorry, if I can just pause you. Yes, just said something which made my ears prick up. They are part of CERN.
Yes, because actually CERN is dealing with radionuclear research.
Right.
It's nuclear research. But it is more than that, because there are lots of physicians. I know some. They're doing very strange experimentation. There are beings from portals coming in and out. It's physicists from the CERN who told me this.
They've testified to beings coming in and out of portals.
Yes. And they were saying, I mean, I met them at a dinner, and there were two of them, and both said that, yes, they have, you know, secondhand proof that the people who they're dealing with the boson of Higgs and the subatomic things. So they have apparently in the bottom of the CERN this portal, this door where they are dealing with all the subatomic dimensions. They say there are 17 different dimensions of reality. That's what those physicists say. Some others say there are more dimensions. You know, we know the time, space, the tridimensional X, Y, Z in a graphic. But then you have more dimensions, and they are playing with that, they're using that, and they were a group, and they had a being, they did not tell me more, who came that doesn't resemble a human. And then they had another one, and they have a proof, because they left a scarf. They left a scarf. And now, when you look at what is going on in the CERN, there is a fight from some of the military agencies, intel. They say that there is a fight on time. They're trying to change time. I'm just saying that because as a scientist, you cannot not say something so important. Because if you can deal with so the little, the smallest energies on Earth, you can imagine that you can go through other realms of dimensions. You know, they say, yeah. So I will stop there. But CERN is very important, and it's in Geneva. And they have a tunnel for their experiment that is going down to Milano, to Genova, under the lake.
Why is Geneva of such significance? Because you've got the World Health Organization, all these meetings in Geneva. You've got CERN in Geneva, Davos, Switzerland. Why is Geneva so significant?
Yeah, I would say Switzerland is very significant in general, but because of our neutrality, there could be many factors. So I could take it at different levels. But geopolitically, the fact that Switzerland is a nice country of peasants, former mercenaries, historically, and they're nice. They look, they're compliant. They're neutral normally. That's one. But actually, the other one is the banking system, you know, secret banking system. Still to this day, they can put all the money they want. The immunity is another one geopolitically. Bill Gates has total immunity for his 10 storage building that they offered him with our taxes, just beside WHO, with all the agencies that make the diagnostics, the treatment. It's the business. The business is already beside WHO. But then you have another explanation. Historically, a lot of Freemasons were coming here, and the League of Nations was created after the First World War with Freemasons in Geneva. And so it was already a part of secret societies from the world. This is, it's at the junction of many countries. Geostrategically, it's interesting. But then I can go to another dimension. It's energetically. Apparently, I have people coming to me and explaining to me, biogeologists look at the axis of energetic axis, and Geneva is on one of them with the Monte Bianco, the Mont Blanc, the highest mountain in Europe, is a very potent, that's what geobiologists say, is a very potent place. It has a lot of deep energy. So energy can be measured, but I'm not an expert in geobiology. What I can say is that the water, we are like in Switzerland and Savoy and Switzerland have a common story. And Savoy does not belong to France. Actually, historically, Savoy is a country that was created with the Sards and Lombardia as around the Monte Bianco or the Mont Blanc. So this is a very special part. And we are like the fountain of water of Europe. We are the center of water. You see, it's almost impossible not to have water in Switzerland. Every hill goes down with water. It rains, there's water. So it's one of the very high mountains still with snow. So I'm giving you many explanations. I'm sure historians would have others. Some say that Switzerland was created with Templars and Freemasons already in 1291. I don't know. And there is a whole history of collaboration with many, the Burgons, with the even the Vikings and yes. The South, the North. We even have a place in the mountains, in the valley, who are the Moorish people came there. So we have people who are really have a typology of coming from north of Africa. So
it's fascinating. I can offer you one additional perspective that many people may or may not know about. There's also a Christian perspective about CERN and Switzerland, and CERN is mm-hmm. actually built, if I'm not mistaken, on an ancient town named Apollyon, which just so happens to be a portal where a demon will come out of in the last days, which lines up very much with what CERN are doing. So
interesting. What is the name of the place? What is the name? Apollyon?
Apollyon. Yes. Apollyon. Oh. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I've seen also other, I can also add to that. That's very interesting. Thank you. I didn't know that actually the CIA has under the Lake of Geneva a center. And I've been having many proofs of this, even from a convent of Benedictines on the other side of the lake, who said that Russians came to look at what is in the lake with a submarine, a huge submarine 10 years ago or something. And everybody's talking about this, that under this lake, they have made a basis. And there are tunnels going, that's from the military, some military I know, who said, yes, we know that. There is a tunnel that is century old that goes even from Alaska down to Geneva and down to the south and then the Vatican to the Jerusalem. You see, there's a whole underground life. And yes. Apparently there is a city under the lake, same type number of inhabitants than Geneva. And I'm like, okay, as a scientist, open, you do hypothesis because that's how you build an open reality, because otherwise you miss the point. It makes sense because they're all here. So it's the World Economic Forum is just opposite the UN. The UN is, 10 minutes by car to the CERN. Then you have all the sports association, FIFA, UEFA, also at 10 minutes, half an hour from everything.
Yes. So,
and then we have the Bank of Settlements in Basel. That's 2 hours and a half away by car. But it's all there. Small Switzerland is like the Disneyland of everything they want to do.
Fascinating.
So, yeah. we're close to everything. And actually, there is even submarines, apparently, that can go down to the Mediterranean Sea. And that's okay. From some intel, so I'm sure the source is right. But it's very hard to believe for us because we have not even thought about it before. It's like, okay.
What I know is the last time that CERN was firing up the Large Hadron Collider, there were a number of reports of increased supernatural activity in that area, coming from multiple sources, and it'll be interesting to see what the outcome is, because CERN has just started 4th of July, firing up the LHC again at unprecedented levels, they said.
Gosh, so if I disappear in another timeline, I'll come back.
Don't say that. We need you.
the whole of Geneva. No, I don't think so. I think my mission is here.
I think so too. But this just back on this, on the nanotech and the zombie discussion. Yes. So yes, the CDC did release it as a joke initially, and they said, oh, even we put this out as a joke, but now it's becoming, you know, a thing. Well, all of that stuff is predictive programming. We're all aware of how that works. This is a 42 page document where the CDC is making fun of the fact that, you know, you go and you check the internet and there's a new zombie virus, and let's check what the CDC says. And the CDC just happens to have an emergency preparedness kit for a zombie apocalypse. So I've spoken to Todd Callender and Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, or Dr. Chambers, about this topic specifically, and they spoke about things like Ebola or Marburg or these types of hemorrhagic fevers that are linked to 5G, could be even worse once we get 6G. Talk to us about your understanding of the way that the nanotech that's been injected into people is going to react with this technology.
Yeah. The more we get information, and it's great that it's Uruguay, right? Who got this?
Uruguay, yes.
Yeah. Also, Argentina has been very interesting with Monteverde, Dr. Monteverde, Dr. Nagazzi now. They have made more and more advances in oxide graphene. So it's, and also the embalmers and all the whole autopsy censorship is leaking, because a lot of people are, they go and do the research. So the first oxide graphene is a very new, actually, ingredient. I'm a researcher also at the European Union, and I never heard about that. And then now I see there was a flagship research funding on oxide graphene called Flagship 2016. And they were investing huge amounts of money in research on oxide graphene because it was not totally biocompatible. And now that it is biocompatible, what we find in the vial is that you need many microscopes to counter validate, and it's, I think there's at least been 17 microscopes by Dr. Jung, by the Quinta Columna, the Argentinian, everybody, so Professor Compra, to show us that it's full of oxide graphene in very, very nanoparticle. And what's interesting is that those nanoparticles are behaving in a very intelligent way. They can get very, very hard, or they can be very flexible. They are transporters. And that's one of my explanations why we find the spike protein everywhere in the body after autopsy, is because it is a transporter. So if you inject here and the nanoparticles are transporters, it will go with the flow in all the areas, depending on how it's programmed, of the body. And that's why it's ever in all the bones, in the organs. And that's when Dr. Brittle from Canada put his report out. I was like, oh, wow, that's so one report with the other, you can say that is really attested. So this nanoparticle has another characteristics. It is a receptor and emitter because it is ionized. And I'm not an expert, but I remember the words I have really, you know, written down and studied this to make sure I can communicate. So it is ionized. So it is like if it can, it can stock data, it can download data because it's ionized. So it is a receptor, it is an emitter, and it can download. So it is like a small device of nanoparticle, which also we can talk about the shedding, would explain that. So if you have, and you can see videos of oxide graphene, and you put a magnet and it moves to the magnet. You put a certain frequency on your phone and it will move in one direction or another. And it creates nanocircuits, which now we know it does. So it is an kind of an intelligent material, and it obeys to coding, and it obeys to some field, electromagnetic field. So this is a very worrying, because if people get this in their body, they not only get an ID, and this has been proven. I have tested it myself. An ID that is not in your phone, it's in your blood. It's in your body, sorry, not the right word, the blood. So this ID mobile that they inject, like a, I don't know, we don't really know how they did it, but maybe it's RFID. If maybe you know more about that.
What I know from, because I had a group of scientists here in Australia approach me, and they provided me with the evidence that they are finding nanotechnology not only in the vials but also in the blood of injected individuals. We also know from the work of La Quinta Columna that it's showing up, and various others, that it's showing up in uninjected individuals as well. So that's definite. It could be coming down. I've spoken to a geoengineering expert who says that it's also coming down through the stuff that they're spraying in the skies. So everyone's got this nanotechnology inside of them. Now, what it's capable of doing, these structures are forming. I've seen the footage. They've supplied me with the footage, Dr. Stackelberger, of the structures actually forming in a very short amount of time. Within 15 minutes, you've got an entire structure that's formed. For anyone that hasn't seen that, it's on the homepage still of the Z-Media website, zeeemedia.com. So,
on what trigger? But they need a trigger to form.
Well, no, they're forming on their own, but they do. Mm-hmm. So what they also showed me was they put up a phone next to the nanotech that was already formed, and it lit up. Okay. It started to light up. So it does respond to signals, but it forms on its own.
Oh, interesting. Well, I suspect there is something triggering their forming. Is this... either it's the temperature of the body, or is it the lamp, or because it's a dynamic. So I suspect we will find out more and more. But that's exactly why this is extremely dangerous. And I was going to say that this ID that people have, and you can look on Bluetooth, I'm not sure that we all have it, because the unvaccinated, the non-injected, even if you take the chemtrails on your face, or you eat things, it's not sure that you have an ID, but with an injection you do.
Yes.
And this is why they want to know the reaction of people to those injections, and they want to have a drone come by and just see how many people are injected or not. And from the highway, where you have noticed they have put so many wires, so many instruments on the highway, they can actually identify with their camera and with everything they've put on there, who is passing by with infrared, with ID, you know, so that people have to know that you're connected. Once you have this ID, you are connected to the internet of pandemic things. And this is very worrying. And this is why you have to get rid of it as soon as possible with zinc and glutathione or NAC. And I know from Quinta Columna that this identity is fading away, because glutathione can get rid of glutathione and zinc or NAC.
Zinc
can get rid of this.
Glutathione and NAC.
Or NAC. And NAC, or NAC is the precursor in the system biology, is the precursor of glutathione. So some people prefer glutathione and some prefer NAC and acetylcysteine. So one of them, and you can alternate, and then zinc. And then the parents of Ricardo Delgado from Quinta Columna lost their ID, lost their D-dimer. You know, the D-dimer test is to look at how many microthrombosis and microcoagulation you have, but also how many, you know, how much of your oxide graphene is in your blood, you know, operating. So this, they were much better, and they had much less oxide graphene, their parents, already after 2 weeks.
Can you take the glutathione and NAC at the same time, or must they be taken no, alternated.
It's too much. It's
too much.
It's yeah, because you, I mean, it's like if you double the dose of the same, it is the kind of the same line of family. It is to take off the mucus of, you know, when you spit this yellow thing on the floor, when you have a
phlegm,
a cough, but phlegm. Now there you have oxide graphene. So you are taking this so that the mucus goes away and regenerates quicker. And apparently this oxide graphene eats a lot of this glutathione.
Right.
And ornac. So glutathione does not go through the liver. So maybe for some it's better. And if right. you can take it liposomal, it's much better. And then add vitamin D3 and C, always, always. Because some people, that's very interesting. That's some people have alarmed me that people who are injected lose their vitamin D3. So they have, and D3 is the light, is sun. And some geobiologists, radiesthetists have analyzed the vials and said they're trying to turn off the light in you. And they're trying to, and the D3 is missing. And sometimes gold, we have gold in our body. And someone came to tell me it is not normal. A biologist said that I'm losing gold. So normally you always have the same amount of gold. So they're trying to turn off the light. I'm saying with this oxide graphene, there is something about it. So now back to the nano DARPA, the technology of the intelligence of this thing. I made a report for the lawyers and the judges in France for Jean-Luc Duhamel and Virginie. They are Roger Richard because they wanted a report. And I was the only one daring to talk and to write, you know, about this. And by doing the review, I found that the DARPA, the Defense and Research American, yeah, I can never say the whole thing, Defense Research American group. There is a guy called Dr. Charles Morgan, who was teaching the military about oxide graphene in 2018. And you can find the video. I invite you to watch this. It's fascinating. And you understand suddenly what is going on. So it is called Psychoneurobiology and War. Dr. Charles Morgan. Psychoneurobiology and War. And he explains in 2018 to the military DARPA group that oxide graphene is an incredible material because once it's in your body, and they made experiment with a monkey, you can code the body with an electromagnetic pattern of behavior from one person where you analyze the pattern, the electromagnetic pattern, like a surgeon, and you can send it to the monkey and the monkey will do exactly the same gestures. Then they tried with a human in Philippines on the other side of Earth, and the person did exactly the same than the surgeon was doing. And they said it was for the good side, but it's really not for the good side now. So you of take course. The electromagnetic pattern of behavior with a computer. You can do a lot of things now, and you send it through the phone, through the Wi-Fi, through whatever you want, and you target the IG of someone. And you make him behave like the surgeon, and it works. And it works. The guy in the Philippines even witnessed, he mentioned, Dr. Charles Morgan mentioned, that the person said, oh, it's strange, I'm moving without even thinking. This is zombie. That's how I connected the dots with oxide graphene in the body, why there's so many wires, why they're doing hypersonic, and they're using frequency as a code, and they yes. can code Ebola. They can code hemorrhagic
Ebola.
They can Ebola.
Code absolutely anything. And I just want to back up what you're saying here by the fact that Yuval Noah Harari, who's Klaus Schwab's lead advisor, recently spoke about this. He said that we're, you know, humans are hackable animals. We can now control them. They don't have free will. And he recently again came out and said that we now have the ability to sort of code and see their thoughts and change their responses. And I'm paraphrasing
emotions,
here.
Emotions, yeah, yeah.
But
no, the emotions, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, basically. And you know, China's got, we just saw an article today in the Australian news, that China's got technology where they can sort of monitor and influence your behavior. based on, you know, the technology that they've got that reads your expressions. Well, if you think that that's all that China has, you're mistaken. Yuval talks about the fact that they've now got the technology to see how you feel about Big Leader. That's what he says. Yeah. So they're already using this language say that we've got you. We know what you're thinking. We know how you feel, and we can also program the way you think and feel. So this knowledge that you've given us today, Dr. Stuckelberger, about something as simple as zinc, glutathione, and NAC for the audience, please share this information with everyone that you know, because this is going to be crucial to helping people, you know, reverse these effects and protect themselves from being affected by this technology.
Right. Yeah. I have a sheet protocol I can send to you. Someone translated in English, and I will make it better, because they can also take, because in this vial there are parasites. So you can, instead of ivermectin, which you can't find, you take Nigel. You take black cumin oil is the equivalent, and the equivalent of hydroxychloroquine is you peel lemons. Bill Gates wanted to take all the lemon trees away, so you have a clue here. So you take lemon peel and grapefruit peel, and you shimmer it, and you cook it for 2 hours, covered, and then you wait for an hour, covered, and then you drink that. That's hydroxychloroquine. So this, I'm also saying that because they're trying to get, you know, as away from all this medication, or they're going to sell us the wrong ivermectin that will have nanorobots in it. I don't know what, you know, I'm very careful with all the, and you have to be careful with the water and careful with your phone. You don't take your phone at your head, because all the oxide graphene comes in your brain. So you use the speaker. You careful. You trade very careful with the iPod also, you know. We have to put in place. I bought also silent pocket thing, you know, you put your phone in on the highway in case they can detect you because you're not vaccinated by the phone. And suddenly there is accidents on the highway because they have all this technology that is there to code them. And it's very important, this code. I'll come back to that now. In fact, in a document that I have in the report that is also being translated, so in English, I did it for lawyers, but so I can give it to you.
Please.
There is in the annex, I have put the list of all the sicknesses and the codes of the sicknesses. And this is, you connect the dot with who? David Martin. Dr. David Martin was a breakthrough for me. When he spoke at Rainer Filmisch audition, I had to listen to him 3 times. I was like, how come it's synthetic? What does he mean with coding? And in fact, it goes with nanoparticles of graphene oxide and others. In fact, it is synthetic. It is not a biological virus. It is not a biological injection. It is a nanotech injection that is obeying to codes. And this is why the embalmers today, and now even Argentina, are saying this is not a biological virus, that we don't find. And the embalmers are finding in the blood, that's structures. Not blood. It is structures, material. Yeah. You posted that so people can see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And Dr. Jane Ruby has founded, and Mike Adams, they've been finding this. They're doing analysis. The last I heard from Dr. Jane Ruby was that the analysis was almost done by Mike Adams, because he's got his own independent lab where he can actually look at this. He's not bound to any sort of gag orders. So thank God for these people, because we need that analysis done and we need to know exactly what's going on. I'll tell you what.
But the codes, you see?
Yes.
The codes are very important. And if you forbid the codes or you change the codes, because they're using electromagnetic frequencies. And if I discussed with some experts and I said, how can we do defense? What can we do? And he said, we just need to reverse the polarity. I said, oh, okay, polarity reversal. But it's true. We are in a war of frequency, and the next medicine will be frequency. It's bioacoustics, it's songs, it's colors, it's flowers. They know this. So they want to turn off the light everywhere because we can heal with all this. So it's very important people understand it is not a spike protein a biological spike protein. It is not an infectious virus. It is a synthetic tech. And that David Martin was brilliant about that. He explained it very well. He said there is no patent that we should have accepted because it's not biological. It's all synthetic. And he went to do his mea culpa. He said, I feel bad in as much the virus as the jab is patented since a long time and it is synthetic. That I could not understand at that time, but now it makes sense. Why the zombie? Yes. So now I'll make the
circle end of back the story. To the zombies. Yes.
Yes. The end of the zombie. So it's not a hazard that it came at Halloween for me, you know, because if people have this ID in their body, the question was for the embalmers, is this ID and oxide graphene found at death? And are they emitting or receptive? And yes, the embalmer in Brussels, I was eating with one and a lawyer who made the state of what was happening. And they have stated that when someone dies, when he's dead or she's dead, they are still emitting the ID. They still have, you can see it on your Bluetooth. Now, the question is, how long are they keeping this ID? After embalmment, they are keeping it. And if they go in the cemetery, they keep it also. Which means, you see what I mean? You go cemetery, but that's why they tried to burn everybody. So there is no proof of the crime. So in the cemetery, it's or Michael Jackson. It's Michael Jackson's, what's his name? The song where all the zombies Thriller. Come out of this. Yeah, Thriller. Yeah. So you imagine if they have DARPA nanoparticles still emitting, still receptive, and their body is full of oxide graphene, you can make someone move. Because they have an ID, a receptor. So this is where the zombie, for me, is going to the extreme. That maybe even dead people can start walking. I mean, I'm wondering, I'm not sure, but at least if it happens, you know that they are only obeying to electromagnetic fields and you have to have an emission of a counter antidote of electromagnetic antidote. We are in real science fiction, but it's real.
But how do you stop something like that? How do you stop something like that, Doctor, when we have no control over the signals that are being sent out?
Well, how can they detect us? You see, this is the thing. We are detectable through the phone. So you can try to put your phone over there and there and see if they're after your phone or you. And if they're after your phone, you have to find a pocket that silences all, and you can always put it in. At any time. I asked some people who are into free energy and electromagnetic frequency, and they said that we have to find a device that inverts the polarity.
Right.
But I don't know, like a mirror, you know, was it X-Men where you put something in front of them? But maybe in the people listening, there will be some genius who will go and find out.
Well, but here's the thing. The things that we're talking about are so outrageous. But but so much of what we've found has been outrageous. So much of what we've found out when we said you're being injected with graphene oxide and you're gonna have your mind controlled one day. And people said, you know, when I was saying this, you know, a long time ago, people said you're crazy, you're too out there, you know, mind control, are you normal? The same,
yeah.
Now we're talking about zombies, Dr. Stuckelberg. I mean, you've got it's a serious problem that we're talking about here, but you've got to laugh at the ridiculousness of the times that we're living in. I mean, who thought that we would be having conversations like this?
it's true, you're right. But you see, the people who got the jab, some of them are like zombies already a little bit.
Yes.
They have their eyes are like that, blur. They glazed say yes over, to everything. Yes. They can't work. There's a lot of absenteeism from work at the moment. Doctors are sick. So it is happening. And the more jabs they get, the more the zombie they will get even in their life. So some people are strong enough, I think, and they can, they don't fall into, I'm not sure everybody will be like that, but some might. I don't know.
Well, I think, again, for everyone watching, please let your loved ones know about zinc, glutathione, and NAC. If you can, please send me the protocol, doctor. That would be amazing. I will share that in my Telegram. Yeah. If you're watching on Rumble here, the link to my Telegram is in the description below. Please do go and join that channel. Sorry, do go on, doctor. You were going to say something.
Yes, and please, people who are in the sports, I was a sports girl, you know, ski teaching, skiing is competition. And I know all the, you know, when you go high up in the mountain or you dive in the sea, your body is changing. And if you have this oxide graphene in you, you are at high risk of doing thrombosis or heart arrest if you don't take this protocol. And you can test yourself before you do any sports with the D-dimer test, D-dimere. It doesn't cost much. In France, it costs €30, $30. So it is really worth it, because if you have 500, it's normal. If you have more, it's like if you have sand in your veins, and you can fall down electrocuted. You know, you see those football players just falling and being in electroshock. They have too much D-dimer. And I have a sports doctor who are telling me, I'm in contact with, you know, a lot of doctors and try to have their feedback. And they have seen sports people and also others with 9,000 D-dimer instead of 500. He said, this is emergency. He sent them to the hospital to clean their blood. You see, to even, you know, change the whole blood system. Mm-hmm. So it's very serious, because if you go to sports or diving in Australia, or anything that requires efforts, you are taking all this sand and putting it all over the place, and it can break you.
Yes.
So to test that.
This is
it's
why
worth
we're
it.
Seeing so many athletes dropping dead. Their it's hearts awful. Can't handle it. They're, you know, all of, I mean, we are, I just recently had Dr. Rima Labo, who said, we're looking at 90% world population reduction. That's the aim here.
Oh, really?
Yes, 90% is what
But it's going slowly. We cannot see it because they're turning off the lamps of the ambulance. There is no noise. I don't know if you noticed. And
wow,
they're hiding the deaths.
Yes, they are hiding their deaths. And of course, doctors are baffled by sudden adult death syndrome. It's baffling. As a doctor, wouldn't you, you're a doctor, wouldn't you say, okay, what has changed over the past year or two that would make so many adults die all of a sudden? I wonder, you know, would it, as a doctor, would you not ask yourself that question?
Of course. And there are some specialties even more, like gynecologists, who, you know, 90% of pregnant women who got the injection have lost their baby and are sometimes dead with the baby. And the babies who are born are not normal. They are very worrying.
Yes.
They have too much strength for their age. They are developing extra mile. I have many witnesses. They can hold their head after a few days. They can walk after 6 months.
Yes.
And some of them have died because their body is too strong for their mind. So I also have that witness that, so when you are in this topic, of course you wake up, I must say some doctors secondhand are desperate at the moment because they realize they made a mistake by injecting in their body something lethal, potentially, you know, they don't know all the story maybe yet. And their patient are all sick. 90% of the injected are sick.
They don't know what. I would forgive a doctor that came clean and said, I made a mistake. I bought the lie. I'm an idiot, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I would forgive that doctor. Yes.
We have to help them, because actually they are victims of the hierarchical system of doctors. Because when you have a specialty like infectious disease, you have an association of infectious disease, and the president is the one who forced them, or the order of medicine said the guideline is like that. And I have now even proofs, I'm sure it's the same all over the world, that the order of doctors of, you know, whichever strain it is, forced the doctor to sign a letter of confidentiality that he would not go against the jab.
Yes, no, we have that here. We've had them threatened. Here in Australia, they've gone so far as to arrest them. One went to solitary confinement, one that I've interviewed for standing against this. Solitary confinement, a doctor who's been in three wars as a surgeon. Would you believe it? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
But what about the others? Have they signed? Have you had witnesses of doctors who signed their silent and came and said, I made a mistake? I signed a paper I should never have signed.
No.
Did you know this? No.
They're silenced by APRA. They lose their registrations immediately if they say one thing wrong about the injections. So it's a very different situation here in Australia where you just can't. You can't speak, and the cognitive dissonance or the psychosis that these people are under is unbelievable. But nonetheless, I would still have compassion and forgiveness for these people if they came clean and they said I made a mistake. But the problem is that you know there's still a lot of arrogance there.
But you know, I can say something about that. That's interesting. Is in the Nuremberg trial, arrested the doctors and hanged them. We don't know how many, but they did not go up the chain of decision and never arrested the real portrayers of the war. And the Article 7 of the Code of Nuremberg was added afterwards to go and arrest the portrayer of this Nuremberg tribunal. So we should not make the same mistake now. That's why you're right. It's protect the doctors. He makes his mea culpa. He helps to heal and heal his patients. And we are with them. My brother is a doctor. I will be with him. Even now, he hates me because he says I'm hurting the doctors talking. And I said, no. Anyway, so they are going to shift. I know they will realize. So we have to help them. And the Code of Nuremberg was after that, the tribunal was put under the United Nations. So that's why we cannot do anything with the United Nations. But I wanted to mention this trial that we're going to do, you know, the grand jury and all the other trials going on in the world. Is very important and to go the whole system, not just it's huge, but in the whole system. We are helped, I think, by the military. They're not showing.
I spoke with Dr. Fjellmuth just last night, him and Vivian Fisher, and they were both saying that you know, their intention was never to go ahead with trials. It was more to just raise awareness, but through that they've been contacted by many other attorneys and they're willing to provide the support, but at this stage it must be done at a local level. I thought I can't think of one single judge that isn't corrupt in the world. But then I saw the judge in Uruguay that said, you've got 48 hours to give us the documents. Now, whether or not Pfizer are going to give them the real ingredients or whatever, that one judge gave me hope to think, right, well, there are still judges out there that have a conscience that see that, hey, it looks like something's going on here and I'm going to request this information. And if we have more of that, hopefully that sets a precedent. If we have more of that, you know, it's taken 2 years of us speaking the truth and revealing the truth for one judge to stand up and say, give me the evidence. So, you know, if that's what it takes, we just have to keep going. I mean, what other choice do you have when more than half the world is asleep?
Yeah, but you see, I believe that there is also a parallel war. I see many signs, but they are very discreet and they're pulling down the marionettes one by one, because it's a war on information also, as you know, you're very well placed to know. But so the deep fake is those who are alive are dead and those who are dead are alive, you know, that the deep fake is pretending that this prime minister or president like Macron is still Macron, but he doesn't look like Macron anymore. If you're very careful with the image, you can see the ears, you know, on the side,
People say the same thing about Biden. I mean, who even knows? Who knows?
Sure.
Because, you know, you get Biden falling off a bicycle with 30 or 40 year old man's legs. And that's not what Biden's legs look like, guys. I've seen photos of his legs. I saw a comparison, you know, him at the beach. Those aren't his legs. So, I mean.
For me, Biden is really a fake, because since the beginning of his inauguration, you know, I was in geriatric medicine for 10 years at the geriatric hospital, and it is impossible that seeing Biden at when the election was there, he could hardly speak. He was moving very slowly, and suddenly at the inauguration, he was almost jumping down the stairs to go to the to the mic. And I was like, no, it's not possible that this is a geriatric man. It's not possible. It's not the same. And he was larger. He was holding him. His physiognomy, his body posture was that of a young, not of an old 75-year-old, the way we saw him. So for me, it was very clear from the beginning that he had not the same. It's impossible.
Well,
you can
I think...
compare how he was moving, unless they have a super, super medication booster.
Or his MK Ultra kicked in. Dr. Stackelberger, your insight, and I think the people watching would agree, you help make everyone feel normal, because we truly are living in a world where things are not as they seem. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, and it feels like there's a lot to stay on top of, but it's conversations like this that help others realize, no, you're not alone.
Thank you.
You know, no,
sometimes
truly,
you do feel alone. It's true. It's very dystopian. You walk in the street and you go, how many know? And when people recognize me, I say, okay, there is at least one here.
yes.
No, it's two societies. We have to stay calm. Yeah. It's not easy, but we are lucky to know this and to be aware. And those who are aware are saved. This is our mission. We're going to construct a new world, and we are already doing that, because I don't see how we could do it if we're not there. So you have to look at the good side.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I've been telling people for a while to prepare. And the worst that can happen is you'll be able to help your neighbor. There will be food shortages. There will be, you know, an economic collapse. All of these things are coming. They're part of the plan. Mm-hmm. They're orchestrated, but they're part of the plan. I don't know if you know, we've got these horrendous floods right now in Australia.
No,
you know, 50,000 people displaced. We've been having floods for months. And
but is this true? You could verify they're not scaring people and making it more than it is. It is true.
No,
that's
true.
I always check the source to make sure. Yeah, you know that it's right. Yeah. So they're not showing it to us. And So where are they
really
displaced?
Happening. They're displaced all over the place. But the last time that they went and they wiped out the whole city of Lismore, that was a city that was earmarked for a smart city. So, of course, they have to wipe out that entire region so they can rebuild their smart city. And that's what they're doing all over Australia. Our city of Newcastle is the capital of the smart cities of the world. It is actually it's the model for the whole earth.
Which one? What's the name?
The city of Newcastle in New South Wales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It's actually in the government grants that Newcastle will be the model for the whole world. So this is what they're doing. This is why, I mean, you can't walk outside and see a normal sky anymore in Australia. I haven't seen one, at least for, I can't remember when. You know, you might see a glimpse of a clear sky, and then before you know it, there's stripes everywhere, and then we're flooded again. It's relentless. It's absolutely relentless. And the Australian people deserve answers. I'm working on that as we speak. I haven't really spoken about this on air yet, but I'm working on getting some answers as we speak from people in places that can answer for it, because it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. People are losing their homes, and the government are saying to them, after the area's flood, don't go back, don't rebuild. Why? Because you want a smart city there? Because that's part of your agenda to get your little districts? They're splitting the city of Sydney into three districts, and they're calling it districts, and they're saying this is going to be the model for districts for the whole globe. They're calling it districts, like the Hunger Games. It's unbelievable what they're doing here.
Oh, I see. Because I saw that in Geneva, they're doing a high pollution area restriction. So they are also doing something in Geneva. They're doing, they want to close it to pollution circulation. They're going to say climate change warning. And so you can only circulate this here and not there. That's all. But Geneva, of course, is going to be one of the last cities, I think. But yeah, I was told that we have to get out of cities, but it's going slower than I thought.
Well, you know? Australians are trying to get out of cities, and then they get flooded. It's ridiculous, you know. So I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So on that note, for whoever's watching, if you're from Australia, please do head to Survival Supplies Australia. It's Z Media's sponsor. I've actually picked these people because they have a huge range. And if, you know, if not, you'll get ideas from their website as to all the different ways that you can prepare, because the reality is you have a genocidal government that is trying to take you and your family out. And I'm not going to deny crazy. It. The sooner we accept it, the sooner we can actually respond appropriately to the fact that we have genocidal maniacs all across the globe and get the mindset of we need to survive as long as we can and try and help the world realize what's going on.
Yeah, I know that in Argentina and Cyprus, and now they're discussing this in Spain, is they're saying like that, okay, the banks are empty. The government has no money anymore. So we're going to take your money. We're going to leave you just a little bit to live. And you're going to pay us a rent for everything we do for you or something. Oh. And expropriation expropriation. So it's already in Argentina. Oh,
sounds great, guys. Thanks. I mean, how does that, that is literally Klaus Schwab's, you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yes.
So you're saying that's already in Argentina.
Yeah, apparently not everywhere. It's a big country, but I heard, because it's happening in Spain, Sanchez, the president, is starting the same rhetoric that we are in debt, like all the countries are in debt. So we need your money, and we're going to take, all the people who have money, but it's going to happen for everybody. So we're in the same pot, and we leave just a little bit. And there is something about you give us your property. If you have a property you own, you don't own it anymore. And we will just give you a little bit, to eat and this and that, like cattle.
You see, in Australia, like it's a little bit slower. What they've done, Doctor, is they've actually said, okay, because housing is so unaffordable here, we're going to, the government's going to give you, it'll be more affordable for you, but the government's going to hold 40% of the property rights. And anyone who goes ahead with that deal is insane, because honestly, that will very quickly turn into something else. Co-ownership of property with your government, no thanks.
No, it's not possible. It's a company. It's not a government. It's a company.
Correct.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, it's pushing. It's like if everything is pushing us for another world. It's, so we have to look at this positively. And I have friends who are panicking, like, if I lose everything. And I say, well, everybody will be in the same situation, don't worry.
You can help those around you.
People have to think that we don't need much. We have had too much consumption. You need food, water, good water, so take chlorine, dioxychloroquine, to always be able to clean the water. For example, I put that in my protocol. There is a Andreas Kalker website where you can almost heal everything with this. But so we don't need that much. We should not panic, and there is abundance in everywhere.
Yes.
So we don't, we just have to have a bit of flour because, to make a chapati and bread and water. And you can go on for a long time, with herbs, and we don't need that much. But just make reserves of, we have to stop to, panic if we don't have everything.
But this is what I've been saying to people. It's so important to prepare now, because what happens is once they roll out all these shortages, you don't want to be caught in a bread line trying to get scraps from your government, with the military watching you and, are you vaccinated in order so that your children can eat? Prepare for yourself, prepare for your family now. And if you have excess, you can help those around you. And there's nothing wrong with that. We should be looking after our humanity right now. I mean, at the end of the day, we've all lost so much, and I understand that. But we're in a position where it's either you care for your fellow human or what alternative is there? Regardless of the fact that we've all lost so much, we have to care for one another because these people certainly don't. And we have to be the example. And through that example, how many people that are asleep, Dr. Stuckelberger, how many people that are asleep and see us caring for our brother and sister and neighbor will wake up and realize?
Well, they're going to be sick. There are already many people sick, and they're going to realize small by small that, people are disappearing here and there. And so this, the wake-up call, I think, is going to come with children when they're going to try and jab the babies now. that's their transhumanism. The last resort is the babies. And that's where I think women are going to be really very resentful to that.
Absolutely. I don't want to see that day. I don't want to see the day where we've got articles coming out talking about dead children. I just don't want to see that day. I said in the start, I don't want to see the day where I've got seeing articles of adults dropping dead. We're seeing that now. I don't want to see the day with children. And this is why for anyone who's watching, again, please do share this information everywhere. Dr. Stubblberger, We appreciate your time, your research, your insight. We've gone way over tonight, but you've stayed with us tonight to give us all of this information, and would definitely love to speak with you again. Quickly before we go, where can people find you and your resources?
I have a website, but it's hacked all the time. But at least you can see a few of the things. You can see, you know, that I have a CV and it's not false. And I have all the letters of recommendations. But I hesitate to do a blog and this because I'm expert for many things. So, but I have a Telegram that's, I'm censored all over the place except VK and Telegram. And on Telegram, you can find me on Dr. Astrid_Stuckelberger.
Okay. I haven't included that in the, sorry, go on.
Yeah, there I post really a lot and you can go and look on the files. I really try on nanoparticles of graphene. There is a lot of stuff, Carrie Mullis, all the videos that are game changers. I put them there so people understand, and also, you know, solutions. I try always to have the bright side of things too, and I have a lot of compassion for what's going on in Australia. I'm so sorry. My dad has lived 20 years in Australia. He's married to an Australian, so I have some family ties there. I love Australia. I hope that it will go all well. I'm sure the Aboriginal people have a solution for many things, but I don't know if they're still okay.
Well, that,
because, you know, they have survived centuries. I don't know if they have vaccinated first the Indigenous people.
They went after their communities quite a bit. They went in. They actually had I'll just tell you quickly, last year they had a situation where there was a small outbreak in a community, few close contacts, not actually positive cases. They went in with the military, escorted them to a camp. So this is the kind of stuff that they were doing. They were paying them to get injected. You know, people out there in those communities, they don't have much. So they were giving them money to get injected. It was absolutely disgusting. But what I will do is I will update the description below with your Telegram address, because I haven't done that as soon as this is over.
And the website.
That people can find you. And the website, which is?
It's www, and then it's AstridStuckelberger.com.
Okay.
All. And there, when I can, and I'm not censored, I will put books and you know, I have 12 books, but I have 4 in preparation in English, but I'm going to be censored, so it's not worth. But I will try and make small booklets of my reports so people can just know more.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. If you're watching this on Rumble, give it a like in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. And then please always go to zmedia.com. That's zeeemedia.com, zmedia.com for all my latest interviews. And if you're sharing my interviews, do so from zmedia.com so that people know that's where they go for the information. Because if I ever get shut down anywhere else, I'll never get shut down on my own site. Again, Dr. Stuckelberger, thank you so much for all of your time tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, great. Thanks for what you're doing. You're marvelous, really.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
And I'm very happy to have been spending time with you all.
Good night, everyone.
Keep well. Keep happy.